Tales from an Empress's Boudoir. I invite you to lie down, kick off your shoes, close your eyes while I take you on a journey. The Freshwater Mermaid, author anonymous. You emerge from the bathroom, freshly bathed in a loosely knotted white toweling robe, skin still slick from your bath, hair damp and only partly dry. I'm lying on a sofa, half hidden in the crepuscular light of evening, when you enter barefooted, silent as a cat, leaving perfect damp little footprints on the oak floor. I'm not really aware of you until the creak of leather as you sit down beside me. So we sit together, me prone on my back, head cradled in your lap. You gaze down at me, your expression intent, unreadable. But there's the kindest, most tender look in your eyes. I start to speak, but you just shh me. I'm aware of how silent the house is. Just the plaintive song of one sole late-to-roost blackbird. I'd feel quite vulnerable under your insistent gaze if it wasn't so soft. You move a cushion under my head to raise it. The robe has slightly fallen open, revealing an expanse of porcelain decolletage. You take my right hand and place it so gently, cupping the top of your left breast. And in a sudden acceleration, I'm fully aroused and enlivened. My hand falls away and I gaze up at you, the robe having fallen fully open, your breasts exposed, still slightly pink, damp and beaded with water from your bath. I notice your breathing, the rise and fall of your chest, and then you lean forward, your arousal. The stimulation from your bathing is clear. Your nipples have engorged and hardened, ending your breasts in the most perfect points, like a 50s starlet. The colour of your nipples darkening to chocolate-coated strawberries in the twilight room. And suddenly this hanging fruit is still motionless above my open lips. Just the sound of my shallow, rapid breathing. You lift my head and your left breast falls rather and enters my mouth. There's that slight pheromone taste of you. And I willingly open my mouth and softly draw as much of this long strawberry-tipped treat inside as I can, gently but greedily. I hold the hardening growing nipple between my lips and indent it with my probing tongue tip, then circle it with my tongue. At this you stroke my face, saying softly, "Yes, that's it. Be gentle." Part 2. You lean back, withdrawing your left breast from my mouth. The glistening, sensitized nipple as hard and large as I've ever seen. You shift the cushion and my head so your right breast in turn is lowered into my insatiable, hungry mouth. "Be gentle," you again admonish. For how many minutes I'm allowed to worship you, I'm unsure. I become lost in the softness of you, this most perfect form of worship. Your left hand had unbuckled and released me by this time, enabling you to grip and gauge my arousal. You find you can regulate the play of your boy's mouth by your grip on him, as he alternately pleasures both of your full pointed breasts, squeezing his length when you require more attention, the slight graze of teeth. As your dexterous fingers skillfully play, he rewards you with a constant, unstoppable flow of pre-orgasm liquid that flows from his cock. Ridiculous slippery volumes of it over his length, then in turn your hands. He almost bucks beneath you, now completely helpless in your hands. His clear arousal and pleasure at your touch, matching your own increasingly liquid feeling inside. You know your boy could easily come at this point, but know him well enough to delay that to a moment of your choosing, and the moment to stop is now, you judge. You have other plans, needing his virility and stamina for later. And with that you say, enough. Go and run a bath. We will finish this later on. If you're good, obedient, attentive. You are listening to Tales from an Empress's Boudoir.